Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Reuters, Russia moves ahead with deployment of tactical nukes in Belarus. I welcome Henry Sikorski, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Russia has now followed through on remarks made some weeks ago by Vladimir Putin. And there is a photograph accompanying the Reuters report of Defense Minister Shoigu shaking hands with the Belarusian defense minister. And there's smiling on their face, this dated May 25th. Henry, a very good evening to you. The tactical nukes moved to Belarus. Again, it's called a nuclear saber. Is there reason to believe that this is different this time? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Sure. It's been a long time since any nuclear weapons state deployed their nuclear weapons in a country that doesn't have them. We stopped doing that a good long time ago. I mean, we still have weapons in NATO, but this is a new state, new nation, that Belarus, and it doesn't have nuclear weapons. So it's noteworthy. It's a first.
The leader of Belarus, the dictator Lukashenko, was in Moscow. Asked about whether the weapons were already in Belarus, his remark was flippant. Possibly. When I get back, I will check. Weapons such as tactical nukes are terror weapons. Is this of use to Belarus to use a terror weapon? They do have a border with Poland.
Who knows? I think the concern Belarus's leadership has is just maintaining control over their own country. I mean, people forget so quickly, but there were demonstrations in the streets for weeks upon weeks to try to get rid of the current government. Their concern, number one, is to make sure that everyone understands that their enforcer against that kind of protest is tight as, what is it, lips to teeth, was what Mao referred to his relationship with North Korea in the case of Russia. And that, you know, whatever the Russians want within limits, the leadership in Belarus is going to say yes to, because they hang by a thread politically at home. So that's one way to look at it.
Let's move to a second story that is far more shadowy, but suggestive and consistent with the reporting you've done for over a year about Zaporizhia and other nuclear power plants in Ukraine. This is Agence France reporting. Russia's security service on Thursday announced the arrest of two Ukrainians who, it said, had planned to target nuclear power plants in the country, in Russia. The quote from the Russian news agencies, quoting the FSB, Russian state security, a sabotage group from the Ukrainian Foreign Intelligence Service tried to blow up some 30 power lines of nuclear power plants in Leningrad and Kalinin in early May. The aim, according to the Russian news agency, of stopping the nuclear reactors at the plants. Henry, fill out what that means, to stop the nuclear reactors, to cut the power lines. Why would that be threatening sabotage?
As we've discussed so many times before, nuclear power plants that have regular water circulating to cool the fuel rods in the core need to have electric pumps move that water to keep the rods from overheating and breaking out of their cladding and producing gases that explode roughly out of the reactor and cause the reactor eventually potentially to leak radiation into the atmosphere. You cut off the external electricity to the plant, and you can destabilize or cause the electrical safety pumps from continuing to operate. They can continue a little bit with emergency diesel generators on station, but eventually they run out of fuel and you have a loss of coolant accident. So you need, normally in the United States, in any reputable advanced economy, you need two separate sources of external electricity feeding into every nuclear power plant. If you knock down enough power lines, they don't have that, you're in trouble.
And what is striking about this accusation by the Russian state security is that it is exactly the same allegation that has been suggested against Russia at Zaporizhia, to cut the power lines purposefully as they withdraw from the area, leaving the plants a danger to anyone who comes near them. So what we're looking at here is the state security putting a scenario on the table that says that Russia's at risk, that Russia is now a battlefield, that Russia's nuclear power plants, and there are plenty of them, are targets of the Ukrainian forces. I'm not saying true or false. It's just the same scenario we've worried about, Henry.
One source of skepticism I have about this report is how harmful the report is to the narrative that the Ukrainian government surely wants to promote, that they would never do anything like this, because this is something they have said is a war crime under the Geneva Convention and the Protocol 1 of 1977. And so I'm a little astonished that they would authorize something like this. And therefore, it could be this is a story to trump up retaliatory actions before the offensive against Zaporizhzhia or other plants in Ukraine. But, you know, literally the jury is out. It would be nice to learn more about this story.
We don't get fingerprints when these things happen. So I want to put these stories together. Belarus may or may not have tactical nuclear weapons in its country right now. Lukashenko is unclear. The nuclear power plants in Leningrad, a very large and critical city. It's striking to me that they call it Leningrad and not Petersburg, but there is the accusation. And Kalinin, they're at risk. There are other power plants throughout the land who could be at risk. We're looking at the battlefield growing to include nuclear power plants as part of the weaponizing of the battlefield.
Well, absolutely. I think we're entering a new nuclear era where the way in which one rattles nuclear sabers is a little different than what we've grown used to in the last 30 years. I think we've focused almost entirely last 30 years about new entrants, North Korea's and Iran's and what they might do. Now we have to get back to worrying about what states are doing, and what they're doing is a little different than what they've been doing for the last half century. And we're seeing sort of the curtain raiser on that set of new activities. And God only knows if Russia's behavior will be a model others are going to follow, like China. You got to hope not.
Henry, 30 seconds. Your intuition. Is Russia capable of using a tactical nuclear weapon in the war?
Being totally ignorant as to what the real answer is, I'll just say yes to be safe, because if they don't use it, I'd like to be wrong, and so I'm happy with being wrong. But in case they do use it, I'll be able to say, well, I told you so.
Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Neither of these stories are confirmed. That is the nature of the fog of war. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batten.
Plan B made over-the-counter emergency contraception legal more than 20 years ago. It's a safe, effective backup birth control option that helps prevent pregnancy before it starts by temporarily delaying ovulation. Plan B is the number one OBGYN recommended brand and the only one that you can find at all major retailers in all 50 U.S. states. There's no minimum age requirement, and you don't need an ID to buy it. You can order it through DoorDash and other major delivery platforms, too. That's freedom to be. Use as directed.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, hear that? That's the Spam brand singing you a love song. Spam, sizzle, pork, and